Lightning Ridge is well known around the world for its opals, and recently the outback towns hit the news with two high-profile discoveries of dinosaur fossils. But it looks like the third time's the charm, with even rarer bones discovered on the ridge within the past few weeks. This time, it's an unusually large collection of opalised bones that will soon be sent interstate for close examination using CT scans. Scientists will then reassemble the bones, and ultimately they'll be preserved back near the original dig site at a new National Opal Centre. Gavin Coote reports.
It's considered the world capital of the rare black opal. But every now and then, the opal miners of Lightning Ridge find something even rarer.
It's been an amazing few months. We've actually had two new species of dinosaurs. And then actually just in the last 2 weeks, there's also been a new species of crocodile.
Jenny Bramall is a paleontologist and runs the town's opal centre. Just last month, it was revealed a collection of opalised fossils from the area were from a dinosaur herd, the first uncovered in Australia. Now there's a new and equally intriguing find, still encased in sandstone and delivered to the centre in an unassuming briefcase by two local miners.
They're two, you know, hard-working blokes who found this thing, and they weren't quite sure what they had, but they had a feeling it was important and they really wanted to try to find a way for it to come into our public collection.
What's exciting about this discovery is the bones are relatively intact, and they're believed to be that of a small plant-eating dinosaur.
Most of the opalised fossils found at Lightning Ridge have been found in the process of mining, and they're quite fragmentary, and so we often have only tiny little pieces in the puzzle that we're trying to put back together. One of the things that's really great about this is that we know we've got quite a number of bones, quite probably from the one individual animal. And when you start to have those things and being able to put them back together, you've just got such a better chance of being able to say more about what the animal was.
The difficult job of identifying the dinosaur now falls to paleontologist Paul Willis from Flinders University in Adelaide, where the bones will go for scientific analysis.
We can say that we've got a fair proportion of the skeleton, enough of the skeleton to say something sensible about this creature. But what sensible comments we can make? I think you need to give me a call in about a year's time.
The reason for the lengthy time frame is the bones will have to be very carefully removed from the rock around them, the skeleton reconstructed, and CT scans will be needed to properly identify the dinosaur. The bones will then travel to the University of New England for further study.
It's like an unwrapped Christmas present. It's a bit of a lucky dip. We simply don't know what we've got.
Once reassembled, the fossil will return to Lightning Ridge and take pride of place at a new building being constructed and set to open in 2021. There'll also be research facilities on site, so future discoveries don't have to leave home. It's something Maxine O'Brien from the Lightning Ridge Opal Miners Association believes will be a huge benefit for both the town and the nation.
I think it's great, particularly for the Australian Opal Centre. That means that a lot of the scientific research can be done in Lightning Ridge, particularly when they build this centre and they have more sort of scientific type laboratories. So rather than sending our opalised fossils, you know, wherever, over the world or in an Australian museum, it comes back and it's local. So it's a really good thing to keep things locally, I think.
That's Maxine O'Brien from the Lightning Ridge Opal Miners Association, and Gavin Coote was reporting there.